Yeah. Product should be.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, The Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hollywood.
And a welcome back to you, Mark. Good to be back in the studio after a couple weeks off for a busy schedule.
Absolutely. So let's kick it off by doing a quick shout-out for our sponsor today, and that is today's show is sponsored by the OUE Skyspace Los Angeles. Transform your view with the new observatory of the tallest building west of the Mississippi, the U.S. Bank Building, which is the home to the new Skyspace and Sky Slide. That's www.skyspace/la.com at Skyspace LA Twitter.
We'll talk more about that later on in the show, because that was one of the fantastic things we've done over the last couple of weeks.
Fantastic's an understatement.
That's going to take up a quarter of the show just talking that was.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll just hold off. We'll go on to it later and expand on that a lot. But first day back in the studio, lots going on, lots to catch up on. Beautiful weather. It's just been really, really hot the last couple of weeks. But yesterday and today, it's toned down just a little bit. I think we're going to be in the mid 80s.
How perfect does that sound? Because we had triple digits for a while.
Yeah, there. 80s doesn't sound perfect across the board, but it does now.
Triple digits are unbearable.
116, 117, 122 out in Palm Springs.
126 in Death Valley.
Yeah, and it's hot this time of the year, isn't it?
It's too hot for this time of the year. The end of June is not normally in the triple digits, so it's global warming, gents. Global warming.
That's the deal. I mean, turn
those
phones.
That's business conducting. That's all conducting business.
It's all business being conducted. I don't even see a cloud in the sky here.
Hey, you're right. Beautiful. A little smog, though, but no clouds, just smog. But that's what we're famous for here in L.A.
That's great. Lots on the table today, Mark, again, as we took a couple weeks off during travel and what have you. But we'll start today's show off like we usually do, wishing happy birthday wishes to all the celebrities that are enjoying a candle and their birth cake today. We've got some good ones today, Mark.
Oh, good.
Edie Falco. When I see Edie Falco, what do you think of?
Sopranos.
Right. Other than that, what else do you know her from?
Nurse Betty.
Oh, that's right. How old today?
52.
Right on the button. Right. What did you do, take a gander today?
No, I did not take a gander.
Pauly D, world famous
DJ, right?
DJ from the Jersey Shore.
Is he serving time? No, that's a situation.
That's a situation. But gotcha. Pauly D is working every weekend DJing for the remainder of the year. He's booked up.
Every weekend?
Every weekend for the remainder of the year.
So he only works on the weekends? Monday through Friday he's off then,
I guess? I don't know about that.
Or Friday and Saturday?
That he's booked up every weekend.
Gotcha.
How old do you think Pauly D is?
Pauly D's 30.
35.
Wow, 35. Older than I thought.
Hey, Vixella. Vixella's 21 today.
Is that a Viner or a YouTuber?
She's a YouTuber.
Gotcha.
But get this. Chris Klapnick is 57.
That's another Viner?
No, he's an entrepreneur.
He must be some entrepreneur if he made the celebrity birthdays today.
Riza is 46 today.
Riza.
He's a rapper.
Riza from Shaws of Sunset?
Rock star Huey Lewis. How old do you think he is today?
68.
65. Okay. He's been around a long time. He looks good for 65.
Yeah.
Saw a picture of him recently. He looks like how he looked 30 years ago.
Right.
Rakesh Juana, he's 55. He's a business executive. I guess July 5th, there's not a lot of celebrity birthdays today, but this guy is a business executive, and he made this list.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And Jay Alvarez, he's a music producer, and he's 20, and he made the list. So today is
the entrepreneur made the list. Anybody can.
An entrepreneur and a business executive, and Ocean Marie, she's 17. She's a YouTuber. I think, Mark, since we've been doing these celebrity birthdays, this is probably the least impressive that we've ever come across.
Yeah, that's almost no birthdays
there. Yeah. I mean, other than Edie Falco and Pauly D, the rest is, I mean, you got Riza, who's a rapper, who's 46, which is kind of old to be a rapper.
Yeah.
I mean, other than, you know, Jay-Z.
Right.
Most of these rappers are young, and they're from Compton. But that being said, here we are on Tuesday.
The 5th of July.
The 5th of July. I hope everybody had a fantastic 4th of July holiday. it being on a Monday was an extended holiday. A lot of people took Friday off. We never take any day off. But
seems like a lot of people took the day off, too. But driving into the studio this morning, it seemed the traffic seemed a little lighter.
There was no traffic.
Right.
So I think so. A lot of people, with the 4th of July being yesterday, people going out barbecue and going to fireworks shows and what have you, which, by the way, it sounded like World War III was happening on my street last night.
Well, on your street or in our area?
In our neighborhood.
We had massive fireworks going on. And, again, this would be from the Rose Bowl. This would be from Irwindale Speedway, Citrus College, local cities and municipalities. But it started at 7:30, and it was nonstop till about 1:30 in the morning. It was on like we were in a battlefield.
Yeah.
And these weren't stuff on the street. There was a few things here and there throughout the neighborhood, but I'm talking about massive fireworks.
Fireworks. I'm telling you, I heard it too. It was absolutely crazy. But I guess maybe a lot of people took the day off because, again, they're barbecuing yesterday late. They're attending festivities. They're going to the 4th of July show. So don't people take days off for everything nowadays because they're out late?
But in this case, I think they took 2 days off. I think they were off Friday and they were off today too because the traffic was so light today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a multiple extended holiday weekend.
Going off the beaten path a little bit because we have a lot
of stuff to talk about here, Holmes.
You know, as well as I do, we have a couple events coming up. We got a Kendall Jenner and Kylie Jenner gift bag event going.
That's being presented in about a week, I think, right?
In about a week. And then we got our ESPY event going on. We have our Emmy event going on. So we have a lot of brands to mention during the course of the show. So I just wanted to give a big shout out for a brand that recently came on board. They're participating in our Jenner gift bag as well as our Emmy gifting suite in September. The name of the company is TouchGermBlock.com. Sanitizing Germ Block. That's what it is, Mark. It's a sanitizing germ block. And it's the world's
first. I need
first
some of that.
Yeah, my kids, Whitney's 20 and Chelsea's 24, they live on the sanitizing stuff. So this Touch Germ Block is going to be right up their alley. It's the world's first six-hour hand protector. It's a spray-on sanitizer, and you can get it for only $5.99.
Wow, and I love this spray-on. That's
great.
I'm
not sure if this is their legal slogan or whatever, but I saw it, and it seems like a cool slogan to me. It's time to be proactive in a reactive world. I like how that sounds.
Very nice.
It's time to be proactive in a reactive world. It's a new lifestyle habit as healthy living does not wait. I like that too. Healthy living does not wait. Doesn't have time to wait. But anyhow, check them out at touchgermblock.com. And if you want to follow them on Facebook, it's Facebook/#touchgerm. So check it out. And I'm looking forward to getting their product and seeing them for the Kendall and Kylie bag, for starters. The website's cool-looking product. So a big shout-out to TouchGermBlock.com for coming on board.
Is there a phone number there you can call?
I don't have the phone number. I'm sorry. I should have been prepared for that. But their website, you know, go to their website. And, again, to follow them on Facebook is Facebook/#TouchGerm. Fun stuff. Good stuff.
Great. I'm looking forward to getting a sample and use it for myself.
I know. And it's going to be popular in our household, too. Like I said, I don't want to say the kids are germophobic, but holy crap. I mean,
hey, how about those number one movies of the weekend this weekend? Dory, number one again. That's about $400 million they've made in 3 weeks out there in the theaters.
You've seen all of them, all the top three, didn't you?
Let me see. I saw Dory a couple weeks ago. Tarzan, which I absolutely loved. I love Tarzan.
And then the third one was that BGF or whatever.
Oh, BFG. Was that the third one?
That was the third one. So you saw all the top three.
Yeah,
and actually, I think you saw the fourth one too. Oh, the fourth one was Purge.
Oh, yeah. My son saw that. Way to go, Blake. That. Way to go, Blake Harris.
Fact
saw
checker.
It. He
Fact
liked
checker.
It. He liked
so,
it.
I haven't been to the movies in quite some time, but tell me about Tarzan.
Tarzan was great. And like Henry DiCarlo on KTLA this morning was saying yesterday, it's not the typical kids type of Tarzan. It's more adult. It's more violent. And it's more historically based. Not saying that Tarzan was a real figure.
Who played Tarzan the last one they did like in the early 80s?
Christopher Lambert.
That's right.
French actor.
The Highlander guy.
Who went on to play in The Sicilian. And those were about the only two.
Highlander, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
so
but
it was
this
good.
Was good. It was good. It was a lot of accurate historical. The movie was based around historical events taking place in the Congo at this period of time, and then they threw in Tarzan there, which made it much better than the other ones. Weird thing is, you know, I was looking at the calendar section the other day, had all the Tarzan since it was started in like 1915.
Was Gordon Scott one of them in the 50s?
Who?
Gordon Scott.
Never heard of him. But it was another thing, too. They didn't mention Ron Ely as well. But they mentioned Elmo Lincoln, who was the first.
Never heard of him.
Ron Ely used to host Miss America.
Oh, no, Ron Ely. I know. But this, the name that you just mentioned.
Oh, Elmo Lincoln? Yeah, he was in the first silent movie.
Gordon Scott was in the 50s. Ron Ely was in the 60s.
Well, I never heard of Gordon Scott.
Yeah.
But then the first one was Johnny Weissmuller,
yep.
followed by Buster Crabbe.
Yep.
And then there
was it the other way around? Wasn't Buster Crabbe first?
No, it was Buster. It was John Miller, Buster Crabbe, and then, like I said, Ron Ely in the '60s. But then they totally didn't. Do you remember the one that came out with Bo Derek's husband, and Bo Derek was in it too? And it was called Tarzan the Ape Man. It was like 1982.
Yeah. Well, that was with the Highlander guy.
No, that was Greystoke, Legend of Tarzan. This one was Tarzan the Ape Man. Was with Bo Derek's husband. I forget what his name was. He directed it. Richard Harris was in it. He gets killed. And Bo Derek was in it. This was Tarzan the Ape Man.
They did two within like a 5-year span?
Yeah.
Wow. How about that?
But the Tarzan the Ape Man, the Bo Derek one, they didn't even mention. Richard Harris was in. He got killed by a big tusk. One of the natives got the tusk and they just ripped it right through him. But it was Tarzan the Ape Man. It was 1983. Bo Derek. And Richard Harris, but
wow.
Anyhow, I love the movie. It was a really well-made movie.
And Dory's over $350 million.
Yeah, great for the kids. You know, yeah. It was great. And my son Blake Harris, he loved it as well. So, you know, good movies. A lot of good movies out there.
Yeah,
and Purge is out there. And what else is going on out there?
Jason Bourne is coming out this Friday.
No love, desire for any of the Bourne movies.
Love his movies.
Yeah.
If you like action. You got to love it. Yep. And plus, he's in Vegas in this one, for whatever reason. Hey, big shout-out to the Cleveland Cavaliers, man.
How about that
series, right, Mark?
How about that?
I mean, the NBA Finals, I know it was 2 weeks ago on Father's Day. What a great victory. Happy Father's Day to you, even though it was 2 weeks ago. We weren't in studio, but big shout-out to all the fathers out there a couple weeks late. But big shout-out. What a great way to celebrate Father's Day for, like, LeBron James and the team members. How about that? They were down 1-3.
I think it's never happened like this before, has it?
No, it was the first time ever in the finals. But in the Western Conference Finals, the Thunder had a 3-1 game lead over the Golden State Warriors, and the Golden State Warriors came back to win. But how about that? That was probably the best finals I could recall watching in many, many years.
The best finals, but the worst championship parade.
Oh, and
this
why?
Thing went on for 6 hours.
I think it went on longer than that.
Okay, longer than that.
Yeah. ESPN was covering it. I was
6 hours. It took him 6 hours to get.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're new to the whole parade scene. They didn't know how to overabundance of people. They had 1.5 million people in the streets.
Yeah.
So it did go on for. See, the Lakers, who you know, were prone to having them every year or every other year. 90 minutes, 2 hours,
right.
Done. But, you know, you go down the street and, I you know, anyhow, congratulations to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and congratulations to the Golden State Warriors for nabbing Kevin Durant.
How about that, right? How much money?
$54 million for 2 years. So $27 million a year, but that one dude, Mike Conley with the Memphis Grizzlies, is getting $30 million a year. There's only been two NBA players in history that have gotten $30 million. That was Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan, it was either his last year or his last 2 years, and Kobe Bryant the last 2 years of his or 3 years of his contract.
Wow.
Have you ever heard of Mike Conley?
No.
I know who he is. I know who he is, but $30 million a year?
Wow, that's a lot of money.
I mean, and Kevin Durant is signing for 27.
Wow.
You figure he would get a lot more, right?
Well, you think that, but it's a wacky year.
He's making $50 million a year on endorsements, so I guess he doesn't need the money as bad.
It's a whole new world we live in when it comes to endorsements and dollars.
From Mike Conley and somebody else that just...
Well, how about the big bucks that Maz What's-His-Face is getting from the Lakers now?
Oh.
He went from $5 million a year to $16 million a year?
Yeah. But, yeah, that's crazy. But that's not crazy crazy.
Oh.
I mean, that's nuts. But it's not $30 million a year.
Dang.
But that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, but a lot of exciting stuff going on in basketball. Have you bought your World Championship Cavalier hat yet?
No,
I know you buy them as soon as the team wins.
I was going to, but, you know, decided to... I was going to get it when the season started, actually. But, gosh, you know, I'm looking at my hat collection. I got way too many hats.
Yeah.
You know, way too many hats. But anyhow, again, big shout-out to Cleveland Cavaliers. And speaking of shout-out, Mark, I want to do a quick shout-out for some of these brands that are in our Kylie and Kendall Jenner gift bag. Grayson L.A. Denim, Sarah Skinny Sweets, Void Beauty, Vance Family Candles, Nihasar, Betty Jane Candies, Revcom, The Casery, Ziggit Style, Crazy Loops. Just a
couple. And I think Ray-Ban Sunglasses is also involved in
oh,
that.
Oh, was it Ray-Ban or was it
Ray-Ban? Ray-Ban Sunglasses.
They do Wayfarers. Don't they do Wayfarers?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, and actually, I didn't even mention the Caribbean Vacation.
Right.
But these are just a couple brands that just came on the last like couple weeks.
Yep.
You know, in addition to, like I mentioned earlier, touchgermblock.com. But
Mont Blanc Pen is also providing pens.
Isn't that a crazy thing?
How I love Mont Blanc. I'm using one right now.
I know.
Thank you, Mont
Blanc. Yeah, how in the world or why in the world? I thought that was kind of a quirky type of a brand to want to be involved with something like this.
Yeah.
Could you expand on that?
Well, no. It's just like, you know, if you see everybody uses pens.
Yeah.
Everybody uses writing instruments, and let alone fine writing instruments. So
do these girls use it? I mean, they're constantly texting and tweeting. Which, by the way, I understand that the Kardashian family, between all of them, between $15,000 and $50,000 is what they get paid to do postings, brand postings on Twitter.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Well, that being said, Matt, I want to spend some time going over one of the best events that we've attended in quite some time here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean the U.S. Bank Building here in Los Angeles, which is the tallest building west of the Mississippi and has been for decades now.
Yeah.
Recently, they had been acquired by OUE, a Singapore-based company. Now, they did something miraculous. They did something that we should have had here in Los Angeles decades ago.
Decades, yeah.
They have created the OUE Skyspace Los Angeles.
And I like the name, too.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah.
And basically, what this is, it's an observation deck on top of the tallest building west of the Mississippi. And on top of that, they've done something even more remarkable, Sky Slide.
Is that what it's called, Sky Slide?
The Sky Slide.
Yeah.
It allows visitors to skip the stairs and experience a thrill they won't forget. And it takes
the
70th floor to the 69th?
Or yeah.
69th?
Yeah.
Okay.
70th to
it's 69th. An outside slide that takes you from the 70th floor to the 69th floor. It's all enclosed. It's a
glass. It's all
glass.
Or plexi, whatever it is, but it's see-through.
And you hop on, you get on the slide, and you're on a potato sack, and you slide down the one slide.
To keep you from burning, which I did burn my arm. My elbow, by the way.
Right.
Still.
But the views that you can see from 70 floors above Los Angeles are spectacular,
especially,
to say the least.
Especially in 4 seconds.
And the Sky Slide, you know, that's a lot of fun. Boy, I tell you, it is just, it's a short ride. It's just a couple seconds, but it's a thrill of a lifetime, ladies and gentlemen. But anyhow, we were invited. It was a three-day event to go to this thing.
Yep.
There was the opening press day, which was a Thursday 2 weeks ago, give or take a day or two. And so we got there for the press, and we go up. You know, you have to go through the check-in, and then the elevator takes you to the first 54th floor. And on the 54th floor, which it takes you for an interactive, what was that screen they had there?
I don't even know how to explain it. It was very artistic. You stood where these footprints were, and you're looking at this wall, and you start moving, and your silhouette is like on the wall moving, but it's like filled with dots.
Yeah.
It's like a shadow, but filled with dots. And
that's the 54th floor. And then you take another elevator up to 70. Now, this brings you to California's tallest open-air observation deck, showcasing dynamic 360-degree views 1,000 feet above downtown Los Angeles. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, which highlights panoramic views that extend from the San Gabriel Mountains to the Pacific Ocean, which is, boy, that would, and on a clear day, I'm told, you can see the Hollywood sign and Catalina Island.
Unfortunately, we were up there when these fires were going on, so there was a lot of gunk
right.
So we didn't get the perfect.
So we get up there, which is great, and the first thing is, you know, you have to love it when there's an open bar, and they've got a mixologist. Now, boy, I tell you, there's a difference.
No, it wasn't an open bar. They just had Bloody Marys and they had champagne.
Yeah, with mixologist. Yeah. And there's a huge difference between a bartender, I guess, and a mixologist. The mixologist puts their time and effort into making the perfect drink for you. So we got there just in time. The sky deck or the sky slide was about to open. There was a couple of kids that were ahead of us. So we let them go first, and then we took the slide down.
Yeah, the kid in front of me, Mark, was five. He was five. And I said, hey, dude, are you scared at all? He said, no.
Wow. Which was great. And then we went down the slide, which was a great experience. I mean, I can't say it enough. It was a fantastic experience. And then, so we left there, and we went and had our little cocktail, which was something that they mixed up, which the first one, it was like a –
It was a champagne bar. It was an infusion of fruits.
Yeah, which was fantastic.
Fruits and juices. Mimosas.
Followed immediately by a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, a fantastic Bloody Mary bar.
And then they had the food that was over there. They had Eggs Benedict. No, it was not Eggs Benedict. It was, it was called Toad. Toad in the Hole, that's it.
Yeah, it was an egg with, in a little bun, like a bagel type thing. But, wow.
And then the food was going on, and we rode the slide again. Did we ride the slide the second time that first day we were there?
We rode the slide three times.
The first day we were there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Twice the second night, or the second time, which, by the way,
I think... I'm still talking about the first night, the first day we were there.
I'm just saying all together.
And then they had the parfait bar, which was fantastic. You go and make your own parfait.
I like it when you can help yourself.
They had the yogurt, they had the nuts, the chocolate, the fruit, I mean, everything. You make your own parfait. And then we strolled outside because this had the... It was an outside, wide-open observation deck, too. You know, most of the big buildings back east, you've got... They're all enclosed inside.
Yeah.
This one has inside and outside, which was fantastic. So we went. We were there for a good 2 hours. The first press day.
Easy.
So then this was a Thursday, and then Friday was the official ribbon cutting grand gala ceremony opening of the thing. You know, where everybody's going to be there. All the big shots.
And when we didn't think it could get any better than media day, it did.
It did. So we had all the dignitaries. They cut the ribbon at the bottom, and they had a band that was playing out there, which was fantastic. And let me give you the website one more time real quick here, skyspace/LA.com, and you could get them with social media at skyspace.LA. You could also get them at @SkyspaceLA and #TransformYourView. But anyhow, like Matt was just saying, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, after the ribbon cutting and after the band played, we were the dignitaries and the celebrities and everybody else, including us, were escorted to go up to the sky deck. By way of the 54th floor first, we stop there and they give you the picture. You know, where you stand in front of the picture of the U.S. Bank building.
The souvenir thing.
And they take the picture of you, which is fantastic, okay? Then you take the elevator directly up to 70. And it was reminding me of the Towering Inferno without the fire in the Towering Inferno because it was such a grand, grand gala opening for this tallest building.
Foreign dignitaries, literally foreign dignitaries.
Celebrities, you know, executives,
the music, the band. And they had like a big band or marching band coming down the stairs.
We get off the elevator and the champagne is right there. Nothing better when you get to an event and they've got the guys there with the trays with the champagne. Here you go.
Yep.
So naturally we took our champagne and the views were spectacular, and then we see all the food they got. First, they're walking around with all the finger foods, where you got the waiters handing you with the
chicken saute, the crab
skewers, cakes, everything you can imagine,
potato balls,
and then you start finding the carving stations and the food stations.
And boy, when you say carving station, where they had prime rib, they had pork tenderloin, they had rack of lamb, and they had some other
potatoes.
Meat too.
You do have those red potatoes.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And so they had the skewers with the scallops. They had the skewers with the shrimp. They had the... So we find a table, okay? And if this story is going on a little too long, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, but we got to brag about how fantastic OUE Skyspace was.
All the time, this was very unique. I mean, it's a sky tower out in L.A.
We got a great table. We're drinking our champagne, and then we've got our shrimp, we've got our scallops, we've got our prime rib, and then we're right next to the bar, and we see they're making all these spectacular drinks. So we go up there, and we order a Manhattan, because a Manhattan is something I normally never order. I don't know if you ever order a Manhattan, but we saw people that were drinking the Manhattans, and we thought, you know what? Why not? Let's try a Manhattan.
Yeah.
And again, these mixologists made the best Manhattans out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Good event. And it wasn't just one evening. We were there for 2 days, so big
shout. Then we went out to take the slide again.
Yeah.
Right?
I like the slide at nighttime.
The slide at nighttime was
fantastic. And for those of you listening that are saying, I can never do that, believe me, you can. It's 4 seconds. It's completely safe. It's fantastic. I mean, my daughter's boyfriend, who is afraid of flying and afraid of heights, he did it. So anybody could do it. This 5-year-old kid did it. Anyhow, hey, Mark, did you know that today is National Bikini Day?
National Bikini Day.
Yeah.
Never heard of such a thing.
I think every day that's national something. But
National Cookie Day, National...
When do you think the bikini was invented?
46.
You heard that today, too?
No, was it 46?
Yeah, it was 46.
Well, I knew it was the 40s.
Yeah, it was 46.
It was right after the Cannes Film Festival started.
Yeah, so in 1946, the bikini was invented, and it's National Bikini Day. So I don't know what that means. Are you going to be walking around? I guess it's just one thing. It's like when you get the key to the city. Every day, don't they give the key to the city to somebody?
Probably. Or a proclamation. Or a declaration.
I'd like a proclamation. I'd like a declaration.
Remember we were in the office of City Councilman, what was that guy's name that was a councilman for 20 years?
Tom LaBange.
Yeah. And he had those...
A stack of them.
Those proclamations
giving
and declarations giving out like it were candy.
They would give them out to everybody.
You know, I'm surprised we didn't get one.
Hey, so Ray Donovan returned. I love the show. Did you see it the other day?
Yeah.
What do you think? Only two episodes in. But Ray Donovan, boy, he is the fixer.
It's good, but I liked last season's better.
Yeah.
But it just started, so anyhow, we'll see what happens.
Fantastic. One of the best shows out there. Speaking of that, a lot of good stuff coming on.
TV-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, Last Ship. Zoo, I love The Last Ship.
Zoo Returned.
Yeah, that sure enough. Oh, no, that was Zoo we were talking about, Matt, the other day. We hope it didn't get crazy.
When what?
And we were talking about, like, Lost, how it went crazy.
Right.
Under the Dome went crazy.
Yeah, oh,
it was
right,
the Zoo
right,
that was starting to go
going
off the
crazy.
Beaten path.
But Zoo's a great show. You're into The Bachelor. They got rid of that crazy guy, the net bar last night.
They ran a repeat last night.
Oh.
Last
night
was last week's.
4th of July, they didn't want to waste the lose the viewership because everybody's watching all the 4th of July specials and stuff.
Yeah, but so, weird that they ran a repeat.
Which makes sense, though. But so they got rid of that net bar, that crazy guy, right?
Yeah, they got rid of him like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. So
they had to because the guy was a menace.
Hell on Wheels just returned.
I like it so far. Yeah. I've seen three episodes or so.
This is the final season for this, right?
America's Got Talent is great this season.
This is the best. How about American Gothic? I haven't gotten a chance to see that yet.
It's okay. I saw the two episodes. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Wayward Pines. Thoughts? That's kind of weird.
I haven't seen one episode yet. I've TV'd the whole season.
Yeah. That's... I watched, well, the first season I liked it. Then it started getting weird towards the end again, like we were talking moments ago, like Lost and Under the Dome. Is Under the Dome coming back?
You know, I thought it was supposed to, but I know. Another one that's similar to Under the Dome, Braindead.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
I like it very much.
Really?
Yeah, very much.
It's comical, isn't it?
It's a dramedy, but there's not that much comedy to it, but there is some...
Is that on tonight or was that on last night?
It wasn't on last night because of the fireworks, but it's on Monday nights at 10.
Monday nights at 10. I think it's only been on two episodes.
Is it two or three? No, it might have been three.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Okay, I'll have to catch it next week.
Yeah.
Too much stuff on. I just don't have enough time to watch everything.
It's the new golden age of television.
The new golden age of everything, yeah. What's you said there was a couple new reality shows coming out on BET?
Well, yeah, and I gave him the other day. One of them was Media Moguls, and the other one was about fashion.
Media Moguls.
Yeah, fashion. With... Oh, geez.
Hell, they just gave Magic Johnson's son, EJ Johnson, his own show.
Plus, he's executive producer, if I'm correct,
executive
right?
Executive producer, that's correct. So, hey, like I always say, if you can get it, get it. Get it if you can get it.
Hey, real quick, I'd like to make a shout-out to our show's sponsor today. That's OUE Skyspace Los Angeles. Transform your view. www.skyspace-la.com. That's at Skyspace LA. Phone numbers 213-894-9000. The Sky Slide is the tallest slide in the continental United States, I believe. And this is on the U.S. Bank Building, downtown Los Angeles. Panoramic views of all of Los Angeles, to the sea, to the ocean, and all over the place. Great place. And that's Skyspace, Los Angeles.
Going back to sports, I know we already wished a happy congratulations to the Cleveland Cavaliers. I want to give a big shout-out to the World Cup USA team. They only made it to the quarterfinals, but, hey, that's a tough gig for them to get to. That was the Gold Cup. Oh, no, I'm sorry, the what do they call it? The Mexican
You called
thing.
It the World Cup.
No, it was the Coca. Well, the Gold Cup is the horse race we went to last week, but the Copacabana thing, the 100 years they just celebrated, and... Argentina lost to Chile, of all countries. I guess Chile must be pretty good. I don't follow soccer that much until we get to the World Cup. But a big shout-out to the USA team for getting to the quarterfinals. They ended up participating.
Also, let's put a big shout-out to Iceland, right?
Iceland. They got blown out by France, but kind of figured they would. But Iceland has never been involved with anything.
Yeah.
So the Icelandic people, I think that's where they get called. So, but that was the what was that cup called? The European Cup.
Twin cups.
Yeah.
But as long as we're talking about cups, like you said, Matt, the Gold Cup was at
which I didn't even know
Santa
existed.
Anita a week ago.
Did you know that Gold Cup existed?
Oh, sure.
Before we got invited.
Sure, sure.
You did.
And this was at the beautiful Great Race Place, Santa Anita, in our beautiful Arcadia. It was the Gold Cup, which the winner of Gold Cup goes on to immediately entered into the Breeders' Cup, which is the richest race in horse racing, which is going to be at the Santa Anita in November of this year. The winner of the Gold Cup was, I forgot who the winner was, for crying out loud.
He was
one that came from nowhere, I think. He wasn't expected to win.
Yeah.
And he was kind of a long shot, but he won. But again, a big thanks to our friends over there at Santa Anita. You know, they always treat us so well there. And in addition to being in the chandelier room and having a great time, we were escorted into the speakeasy room. Again, this is the members-only elite of elite that get to go into this thing. It's like Club 33 at Disneyland, you know. And it's great because the champagne is flowing, and it's not just any champagne. It's our favorite champagne, Vie de Clou, which is the best champagne. And this is it's kind of like the owner's box. It's the owner's club inside. It's dark.
Very
small.
Cool. Limited.
Hemingway chairs. The bar is set up, you know, an
very
old
dark
oak wood bar.
Yeah.
Champagne is flowing. They've got the races on there. It's a music.
They even have
in the
your
background.
Own, like, an ATM machine in there where you can place your bets.
So you never have to leave the speakeasy room.
Nope.
But this place is great. If you ever have a chance to get to Santa Anita and you know somebody who's somebody, get into the speakeasy room.
Breeders' Cup coming up later this year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It's a two-day event, Friday and Saturday. And the Breeders' Cup, it's the biggest racing day in the history of horse racing in the world. It's bigger than the Kentucky Derby, bigger than Royal Ascot, bigger than the Preakness, bigger than anything. And it's happening right here in our backyard at beautiful Santa Anita in November. And you know the Tastemakers, the Harris Brothers, will
That's
be there.
For sure.
So looking forward to that because we love our horse racing. And it was a great – one of the things I really enjoyed in the chandelier room the other day, Matt, was the the Fritos pie, which is the ground beef over Fritos potato chips with grated cheese and
you
onions.
You get to help yourself and make it. They didn't give it to you.
Frito pie.
Yeah.
Which
you
was
put,
great.
You open, they had the bag of Fritos. You open up the Fritos. You put them on your plate. Then you get the chili or ground beef or whatever. Put it on top of there. Then you have all the condiments.
The fixings, onions. The onions.
The
cheese.
Salsa. The cheese. Sour cream. Oh,
great.
Man.
Fritos pie. Fritos pie. And they also had sampling of when we were there for rum. They had rum.
Yeah.
Rum samplings, which was great. So, I mean, you've got a full day of racing. You've got rum samplings. You've got delicious food. You've got a great place. You've got, who knows, you might win.
The great
and then
you
got
place,
the speakeasy.
Right? Yeah.
So, again, our thanks to our friends over there at Santa Anita, the
You know, I know we were in Beverly Hills last weekend attending a birthday party for Beverly Hills realtor Alistair Digby.
Realtor to the stars,
realtor
Alistair
to
Digby.
The stars, but then across the street from us where we were sitting, there was, in front of Nate and Alice, there was the rave Rolls Royce, which are fantastic.
The
which
rave,
we love.
Yeah.
Now, what the heck ever happened to the Don?
Donald's? You know, it's...
Anybody
it's,
listening out there, if you've seen a Don out there... Let us know. It was in the cover of
They introduced it like a year and a half ago.
A year and a half ago. We were fortunate enough to attend that Rolls-Royce event.
The unveiling.
The unveiling. It was some secret project. And we have not seen one yet.
Yeah. The wraiths on the street.
The wraiths are all over. And like I said, we saw last week these like young guys driving it. Huh? They look like rappers. But
young, yeah, right.
Yeah. But what happened to the Don? We need to hear. Send us an email. Send us a tweet. Give us a call. If you've seen the Don on the road... you know, we ought to get to... Hey, I was going to say, Mark, I think Prestige Jets invited us to some luxury event at the Ferrari Rolls-Royce or Ferrari Beverly Hills in a couple of weeks.
Oh, we have to be there.
Yeah, but I was thinking that Rolls-Royce and Ferrari are connected at that dealership, but they're not.
Okay.
But we need to get to that dealership. There's one in Beverly Hills, an Olympic, I think.
Right, right. And they've got to have one there.
Well,
you know what? I've got one right there in Pasadena, Rusnik.
Yeah.
So I need to drive past there and see if they've got one in the window.
And if they don't, let's ask somebody.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe the manufacturing was delayed or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's weird, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But another event that we attended last weekend, not this past weekend, 3 days ago, 10 days ago, the LA Wine Festival.
Oh, yeah. How about... Well, let's go back to the Taste of LA first.
Oh, the Taste of LA first. Right.
It was the Taste of LA? Was that
Taste of the World.
Taste of the World, which was at the historic Lombardi House.
At the historic Lombardi House, which is in Hollywood, off of Hollywood Boulevard. It's a house that was built in 1912?
Something like that.
1912.
Never knew the house was there.
Never knew the house was there. Built in 1912.
Right off of Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, kind of like hidden away in the trees, but fantastic.
Again, when the champagne is flowing nonstop, and you've got, you got to love that. And this champagne was from Pop, which is a boutique champagne store in Old Town Pasadena.
Yeah.
And it's called Pop. And it's great because you just hear the champagne bottles popping, popping, popping.
Love that.
I don't know how many glasses of champagne we had there.
Yeah, and this was before we went to the Taste of the LA Wine Festival.
Yeah, but this is a good place to get your champagne in the food.
And they had some good gourmet quality food. It was wonderful stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
they were even preparing squid there.
Not our cup of tea. Oh, boy, did that look... Ugh,
yeah.
The squid?
Well, that's not our cup of tea, but...
But it just looked so grotesque.
Big line for getting the stuff.
And, yeah.
They had some fantastic
those
tacos.
Those are the sliders.
Yeah, the sliders were...
short rib. Were they short rib sliders?
Yeah. Short rib sliders.
And they had gumbo, and they had the...
Gumbo.
What was this? Oh, the macaroni, the mac and cheese they had?
Mac and cheese, which was fantastic.
Wow. So I just hope they have this event again next year, the Taste of the World, and it was sponsored by the Los Angeles Travel Magazine.
Yeah.
So, you know, a big shout out and a big thank you to LA Travel Magazine.
Yeah, and from there, we literally went down a block or two blocks to the LA
Bronson
Wine
Studios.
Festival. Bronson Studios, where the LA Wine Festival was taking place, and they had about 40 or 50 different wine vendors, which is great. You know, you walk on in and they give you a glass.
Empty glass.
And then you just, you know, you at this point, it's like when you go wine tasting, you never get enough. They put such a small amount, and you go wine tasting, and you're at one winery, they give you four samples. But here, they're giving you a sample, but you got 50 different samples to enjoy.
Yeah.
So, and plus they had a lot of beer. Stella Artois was providing glasses as well. This was just another typical tastemaker Sunday. I guess you could say that, right, Mark?
Yeah, absolutely.
Gourmet foods, wine, champagne. A great day to be a tastemaker.
Absolutely.
Right?
It was
beautiful
a great
women
time.
Were there too. I got to say it was a great day. So a lot of people were out wearing their shorts and just looking very fashionable.
Relaxed. Southern California sloppy, I call it.
Southern California sloppy.
Hey, 1 week from today, Wild Creations produced SB Week Gifting Suite in the heart of Hollywood. We're inviting the nominees, presenters, past winners, press, media, Hollywood influencers. I mean, this is going to be the pre-SB event in town next week because the SBs are everywhere. It's all over town. And
yeah.
I guess the SB Week starts this weekend with the parties, with the benefits, with the concerts.
That's right. We're going to a party on or
Sunday. Gifting
a suite. We're going to a gift suite.
Yeah, we've been invited as a quasi-celebrity.
So
from
we had the BET last week. We went to that one gifting suite. That was interesting. And then this week, and all of a sudden, it's ESPY week. And then on Tuesday, or next Monday, is the All-Star game down in San Diego, right?
Yeah, I was hoping to make it down there.
Yeah, San Diego. So it's like Mark said, a busy sports-related week.
Speaking about sports, you and I are joining my son to Dodger Stadium tonight, my Father's Day present.
Yep.
Good old Blake got us tickets to the Dodger game tonight. They're playing the Orioles. And, you know, the last time they played the Orioles here in Los Angeles was in 2004, and before that was 1966.
Wow.
Here in Los Angeles. So
wow.
This is only the third time in 50 years that the Orioles have been here in Los Angeles.
I'm surprised they played them in 66 unless it was for the World Series.
It was the World Series.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Interleague started in the early 2000s, so that would explain that.
Yeah.
But
so looking forward to that. I'm going to eat a lot of Dodger dogs tonight. So we got to plan a schedule at what time we're heading out there.
Speaking of Dodger dogs, Mark, how about the hot dog eating contest yesterday?
Oh, love it. A record was made yesterday.
For that, you know, he ate 73 2 weeks ago, but this was a
for Nathan's.
Yeah,
this is a Nathan's record.
Right, but
yeah.
He has eaten 73.
And he barely made the 70.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure. I think they kind of gave that to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I think so because it sounds good. And he had it in his mouth, but yeah, I don't think he finished it.
And he was putting him down so quick. There comes a time when certain things kind of peak, and I think you can't really do more than 73. I know 70 yesterday, but he did 73 2 weeks ago. How could you possibly do any more than that? He did 12, Mark, in the first minute.
Yeah.
He did 12 in the first minute. Yesterday, I had a hot dog and a half in 5 minutes.
Wow. I love Charles Shea, the Grand Marshal, or the MC.
He's perfect.
He's great.
He's perfect.
I mean, he's just really good at that.
So $10,000 you get for winning that thing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. You get the mustard belt, you get a trophy, and you get $10,000.
Yeah. But, well, I guess they're not doing it for the money. They're doing it for the...
But is that... I mean, is that not unbelievable?
Yeah, do you eat that many?
They're eating two or three at a time, and then they're dipping the bun in the water or lemonade or whatever to go down quicker. But how in the – he had 12 in a minute. 12 in a minute. It's kind of disgusting when they're eating like that.
Oh, especially with Joey Chestnut because his veins in his head pop out.
Doesn't he look like Josh Mitchell?
Oh, gosh.
But you're right. The veins in his head. But great presentation. Did they have the girls performing too?
Well, you know what?
Because I thought they said coming up, but
right, they just showed clips of it.
Oh,
but I don't remember them showing the girls do it before. And when I first started watching this thing like 10 years ago, weren't the girls included with the guys? Didn't they all weren't they
I
all
think
together?
You're right.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
Yeah.
They went separate.
And
yeah.
Then they separated them, and now they don't. They only showed clips of it yesterday.
Yeah. Do you know what the record was or what the?
It was more than I thought. It was like 36 or something.
Yeah,
yeah. So it was still a high number.
And this guy who won last year, Matt the Megatoad
right.
Stoney.
I knew it was a fluke last year.
But anyhow, still, he's a little guy.
Megatoad.
He's like our height and 30 pounds lighter than us.
And what are the odds that they both live in San Jose?
Yeah.
Hey, going back to another subject.
Again, real quick. That was disgusting.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Go ahead.
But back to the Alistair Digby party in Beverly Hills last Thursday. I think it was Thursday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
These are always Thursdays we get to go to these things. There's always an event going on
Thursday. Yeah.
What was the name of that place we were at? Because it was fantastic.
Prime Ocean.
Prime Ocean.
I think it's new there, too.
In Beverly Hills. What a great place, because this place reminded me of something like it belonged in Vegas.
Yeah.
Right?
It looked like a club type of lounge from Vegas.
Yeah.
And it was a restaurant that was split. you walk into the lobby of this building, and to the right was like the restaurant. Yeah, that's how it was split. You go to the right, there was a restaurant and a bar, and then to the left, there was like a lounge area first, right? And then just the bar.
Yeah.
So I like how it was split.
Yeah, it was great.
That was a cool event.
Yeah.
And always when we go to these events, we always have people come up to us that introduce themselves to us, and I always like meeting the new people. And have you sent an email, Mark, to that the one guy from the mission?
Not yet, but I will.
You
but yeah, you know, Matt and I, you know, we are well-dressed bon vivants when we attend these events as tastemakers. So all we have to do is really stand in a corner somewhere, and somebody's going to come up to us and approach us and say, who are you? Or I know you guys. I've got to meet you guys or something. So we had the standard, you know, Storage Wars fans that came up to us and recognized us from Storage. And one guy actually asked us what we actually got paid to be on Storage Wars.
Yeah, actually, that's kind of private.
That's private. You don't ask somebody what you
like
got paid.
It's like when you go to a cocktail party and you meet somebody's husband or whatever, and he says, I'm a publicist, whatever. You don't say, by the way, how much do you get paid for that?
Yeah.
Or I'm an attorney. You don't, right?
Yeah. And then we bumped into somebody that was at the luxury event at the Van Nuys Airport, it was the Burbank Airport a couple months ago.
Yeah.
She was serving cheese, and she recognized
us. She was
us.
Serving cheese.
Yeah, she recognized us, and she came up to introduce herself to us.
She
and,
was like a cheese connoisseur, wasn't she? Like when I was at
Walmart. She was a sommelier also.
When I was at Whole Foods the other day picking up cheeses for our Chicago concert the other day, we'll tap on that in a little bit. But there was a guy walking around following everybody saying, you want to pair this with this? And I said, are you like a cheese sommelier? And he gave me some name that I never heard of before.
Oh, yeah.
Great. So we met her at the luxury event, and she was slicing cheese. Is that
what
you said?
But it's great. Before coming to the studio today, we were at a meeting down in Hollywood, and we were leaving, crossing the street, and this was the first thing, the first time this ever happened. A car that was making the turn as we were across the intersection was a good-looking girl behind the wheel.
Yeah.
She pulled up, and she rolled in her window, and she just said, you guys look great. Not knowing that we're the Storage Wars guys, but she just thought that we looked great, that we were walking, our attire, our wardrobe, and so forth, our sunglasses.
Crazy. And speaking of that, Mark, it's been, I think last month, maybe 3 years since we filmed our last episode of Storage Wars.
3 years, but we're still running in syndication around the world, 24/7, 365, in 88 countries around the globe.
I think there's a marathon going on today. I'm not sure if we're around, but if we're not, tune in anyhow. Check out the show as well. But anyhow, 3 years, Mark, since and we're still being...
clinging to it.
It just happened, it just happened last week while we were at the... at the Alistair Digby thing, Ocean Prime. Hey, big shout out to iBidForStorage.com. If you're into storage units and getting on some online action, what have you, check them out, iBidForStorage.com. You could do whatever type of business you need to tend to, auction, whatever, from the comfort of your own home or office or whatever. Wear your pajamas, wear nothing if you want. iBidForStorage.com. Check them out. I know we do.
I love it.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. So Chicago.
The concert Chicago.
The band.
Been
together almost 50
years.
Not
to be confused with the play Chicago.
Right. Exactly. Right. At the Hollywood Bowl. One of the best places to see any band.
Without doubt. Yeah, it's
Southern
a great
California.
Place.
And it was a breezy night. It was jam-packed.
18,000 people, I think, right?
18,000 people. We got 50 years of Chicago hits being played. And then they partnered along with the Los Angeles Philharmonic. And Mark, how come the conductor, Dubinov or whatever, doesn't he do the LA
He's
Philharmonic?
This wasn't the Los Angeles Philharmonic.
This was the Hollywood Bowl Orchestra.
That
was right. Okay. So they partnered together with them. Fantastic scene on the stage. They open up the song. They open up the concert with a stink bomb. I mean,
I've never heard of that song
neither
before.
Neither have I. And after... been together for 50 years, you got a repertoire of unbelievable songs. Every song's got to count, but hey, maybe there were some fans that liked this song. But anyway, fantastic concert. We picnicked outside, champagne, wine, cheeses, salamis, the whole nine. Just a fantastic summer event. The night before, Ringo was playing at the Greek Theater. We didn't get to see Ringo.
He got a good review in the Times yesterday, by the way.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
we saw him last year. He was
great. That was the final date of his tour.
Oh.
He closed it out here in Los Angeles.
Nice.
Yeah,
I think he was here for two nights too. I think it was Friday and Saturday.
Yeah,
but we saw him last year. He was good. But Southern California.
But anyhow,
like Mark,
back to the concert, Matt. It was a good concert. It went on for an hour and 15 minutes, and because it was July 3rd, there was going to be fireworks. So I didn't know if they were going to have the fireworks after or at intermission or whatever. But they completed an hour and 15 minutes of the concert, and then the conductor of the Hollywood Bowl Orchestra came out and said, the Chicago is going to take a little break and we're going to do the fireworks. And so they went off and then they started the fireworks. And the fireworks went on for about 10 or 12 minutes. Fireworks ended. Chicago comes back on. They play one song. That was it. They left without saying thank you, Los Angeles.
Good night. Drive safe.
One song. So they were gone for 15 minutes. They come back, do one song, and then they leave. And there was no encore. Like within 2 minutes after they left the stage, the lights all went on. All the lights went on, and suddenly
that
was
terrible.
You have to have more than one. The way I look at it, if you're coming back on the stage afterwards, you've waited 15 minutes. You're coming back.
Yep.
One more song would be another 5 minutes. Two songs would be 10 minutes, tops. So you've already invested all this time into your concert that night. You have 10 or 15 more minutes you could put into it.
Yeah.
But there was no encore. There was no thank you, LA. You were great. Have a great evening. Suddenly, the lights went on, and there were 18,000 people leaving at the exact same time.
Yeah.
And that was a nightmare. I got to say, that was a nightmare. The exit to get out of that place with 18,000 people leaving at the same time.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, when they came back out after that intermission and they started playing the one song, I went to the bathroom immediately because I figured they'd be playing for another four songs.
Yeah.
So I went to the bathroom. I'm in the bathroom starting to walk out and I heard goodnight.
Yeah. Weird, right?
Yeah.
Weird.
Well, what you going to do?
Anyhow, like you said, man, we haven't had a Storage Wars episode in a number of years, but you could still always keep checking A&E because our episodes are going to be running again. Today they're running about 10 episodes, but not our episodes.
Marathon,
but,
right?
Yeah, but keep watching A&E because we're going to be on there, you know, occasionally. But if you cannot get to A&E and watch A&E and you still want to see the Harris Brothers, go to www.firstrun.tv for the World of Wow. It's a great 25-minute episode of the Harris Brothers exploring Los Angeles, going to sites, and going to landmarks, and just enjoying Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So it's a great thing. So that's firstrun.tv. The show is The World of Wow. It's on Channel 2, so check that thing out. What else is going on?
I think we need to be working on a couple more episodes of The
World of Wow.
Hey, did we talk about 42nd Street a couple weeks ago when we went to opening night at the
Pantages? Yeah, you know, I think we did.
Yeah,
I think we did because that was...
I know,
that was about a month ago, right?
Has it been like? Boy, the time is going by quick, isn't it?
Yeah.
4th of July, today's the 5th of July, before you
know
it.
We're in the back end of the year already now.
Wow, in the back end of the year, and we're in the middle of summer, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that safe to say?
Yeah, I think so.
We're the back end of... So this weekend coming up is, I guess, ESPY's weekend. Like we mentioned, we're going to be attending a ESPY's gifting suite. Last week, we attended a BET gifting suite, which was... interesting to say the least, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just leave it at that. We have the opportunity to attend a lot of different things, but this one was, and they were serving warm champagne.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I always say there's nothing better than walking off an elevator and getting greeted by a glass of champagne, but on the same token, on the other side of that coin, there's nothing worse than drinking warm champagne.
Yeah,
fantastic.
It was
weird.
And we also went to the Su Wong event then afterwards.
Oh, that's right.
We missed that thing.
Su
Wong, world-famous designer Su Wong, good friend of ours. She's in our circle. She's moving her corporate offices from Mid-Wilshire, where she's been now for years, to an undisclosed location later. So she was having like a sale to get rid of all her clothes. And this was a great thing. There was
tons and tons of stuff.
And great stuff. Great prices, I should say.
Yeah, she's got to liquidate that inventory because she doesn't really need it.
Liquidate.
So she had a media wall there. She was serving up, this isn't for everybody. It's just for, I guess we could say we were VIP.
Invited guests.
She had Sprinkles cupcakes, which were fantastic. And then she had the wine and the cheese, which and it was her wine. Or it was her, she had her label on it, but it wasn't her label, right?
She licensed it, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
She just,
but it was good stuff. So we had a great event over there at Sue, a great, great afternoon at Su Wong's.
Yeah, and then she did it again this weekend. I wonder how successful it was this time.
Well, I'm sure it's Su Wong based, so it's always going to be successful.
Hey, some of the stuff they were selling, other than the clothing, was like they had some chairs and some credenzas and some.
Yeah, it was a full out fire sale. They were getting rid of everything, really, right?
Yeah, so,
Hey, we're always looking for more friends on Facebook and social media, pal. So you can follow us on Facebook at, well, be a friend at Facebook, I should say, facebook.com/wowcreations. Then we've got Twitter. It's twitter.com/wowhollywood. And there is also LinkedIn, Instagram, MySpace, Snapchat. What else? Anything else going on?
I think you named them all.
You want to see what kind of events they were doing, or you're interested in working with Wow Creations?
Which, by the way, Mark, we have a couple open spots still for our Kendall and Kylie Jenner gift bag going out early part of next week. So there is a little more time and a couple more openings.
There's also space and time for our pre-ESPY gifting suite during ESPY week, a week from today. So if you're interested in getting your brand, product, service included in, you can visit our website at wowcreationsmedia.com. Or if you need to send us an email, we're always looking forward to getting emails. We look forward to our fans around the world. If you need an autographed 8x10, if you need a signed T-shirt.
How about a baseball?
Send the email to wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com.
Hey, speaking of baseball, we want to throw out the first pitch one of these upcoming games. I'm okay leaving a minor league team.
And yeah, you're right about that. Yeah. I mean, I would like to be involved in a
And again, speaking of baseball, Mark mentioned that we will be at the stadium tonight. So if you see us, come on out, shake a hand, say hello, take a photograph. We always love the photos. So fun stuff going on in this city. Like Mark always says, and I always say, there's something going on every night. That's not only a wow event, but every night there's something going on. An opening, a launch party.
Right, and now it's summer, so you know there's new events. There's more events going on day, night, evenings, weekends, mornings, late night, whenever. And now with the new schedule, SkySpace LA opened up. That's another great attraction.
I wonder how that's going as far as attendance and stuff. I bet it's cranking.
Well, did you read all the reviews about opening weekend?
No.
Well, I'll tell you when we get out of here. But it just packed. Just this opening weekend, the Saturday, the Sunday, and the Monday was just they were just
wow.
Yeah, but now with summer that's in full expected. Swing, being the 4th of July after the 4th of July weekend, now we're in the back nine of.
The
I guess summer of the year.
We're in the middle of summer, right?
Yeah, right smack dab in the middle of summer.
Just started.
Yeah, right. So watch us on Storage Wars. Follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter.
Check out our website, too.
WowCreationsMedia.com. Lots of good stuff going on TV, right?
Yep. Contact us and let us promote your brand. Fun stuff.
Yeah. Again, WowCreationsMedia.com or send us an email at WowCreationsMedia@Yahoo.com. WowCreationsMedia@gmail.com. Listen to us on the radio every Tuesday morning.
Did you say Snapchat or Vine? I think we just
recently
Snapchat.
Got on
Vine.
Yeah, Snapchat. I didn't say Vine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to us here every Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. and latalkradio.com. The Tastemakers are on Channel 2. We're enjoying life. We hope you enjoy life as well. Life is short.
Make it count.
Eat,
and what
drink,
does Pitbull say?
Love. As Pitbull says,
every day above the ground is a good day.
Yes. Yeah, so until we meet next time, enjoy.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.